Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We talk to him every Friday. It's our buddy Stephen Jones. How you doing today, Stephen?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. How you doing?
We're doing pretty good, but unfortunately, we started the show with some bad news for Dez, as the reports are that he may have torn an Achilles or waiting on an MRI. And obviously, we know how much you and your family cares about Dez and how Cowboy fans care about Dez. So, hell, I feel like we started the show off on a negative note, Stephen. It doesn't feel too good.
No, you just hate for something like that to happen to any player, much less obviously somebody you think so much of like Dez. And, you know, sometimes, you just get concerned when a player, lays out for as long as he did, that, worried if that may have contributed to it. But at the end of the day, I was really fired up for him that he had landed in a place, and on top of that, landed in a place where, the team's really doing well. And, of course, we all know Sean so well, and thought that was just a great fit for him. So terribly disappointed for Dez. Obviously, I hate that for Sean and Mickey as well.
Okay, this was asked of your dad in different ways earlier today, but I'd love to get your perspective on it. At 3-5, nobody wants to be 3-5. The players were a little chippy this week, and, obviously I'm sure you guys were very disappointed. And what comes along with that is tons of fan criticism and media criticism. I'm sure you're sick of hearing our mouths flap all the time about this. But do you feel like the way your dad had sort of worded it is you guys are prepared for this, you know what comes along with it. How do you feel about the way your team has performed this year versus the criticisms that you hear?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fair. I mean, anytime, you underperform, we're in the business of our fans. And obviously you guys translate the story to our fans, and but you translate what you see. And unfortunately, we have high expectations for this team. We still do. But obviously we hadn't been able to win, some key games, especially down the stretch, fourth quarter, second half, we hadn't been able to pull it off. So, I think the criticism's deserved. And I think, as an organization, we're all held accountable, whether it's the owner, whether it's the general manager, whether it's the personnel people, the coaches, the players. We all have to have responsibility for this. And certainly our fans deserve better, and you guys deserve to have something better to cover. So, we've got work to do here. I can tell you we still feel like we can do something about it. Start Sunday night against the Eagles, followed again by the Redskins, and those are two of the teams that are in front of us. The good news is no one's run away with our division, and, we're ready to go to work.
So there's been some reports today that Taco will be likely be out on Sunday night in Philadelphia. Can you give us a little update on his injury status and also Randy Gregory as well?
I just think it's probably going to be a stretch. He hadn't been able to do much. You never rule anyone out until you take that final look on game day. Taco has struggled. I give Taco credit. I don't think he's missed a game since he's been in the league. And, he's a tough guy who seems to always be available. But it's going to be a stretch because he wasn't able to get much done this week. So we're probably dealing with that. And the flip side of that, the good news is that Randy did have a good week, and feel like that he's going to be able to give us some snaps out there and hopefully make some plays for us.
Talking to Stephen Jones here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. We were very intrigued by the Deontay Thompson news that came down that you guys have waived him, and we're probably going to see some more Lance Lenoir. Maybe we're going to see some Noah Brown, but there is a component to that maybe you guys might get a compensatory pick. Can you kind of walk us through the logic of parting ways with Deontay now?
Well, first of all, our landscape changed when we got Amari, and And we knew we were wanting to bring Noah up because of what he brings to the table. We think he can do some things that, you know, with his skill set that we didn't have. And you've seen the progress that Gallup has made. And obviously we've got a really nice slot there in Cole. And so, you know, it's just a numbers game at the end of the day in terms of, you know, who was going to really kind of fill that fourth role. And I will say this, Hearns has quite a bit of flexibility to go in the slot. He's got the length to go outside, but really a solid slot receiver as well. And then you did mention there is some, it kind of solidifies a compensatory pick that we feel like we got coming our way, because Deontay was an unrestricted free agent. And there's a timeline that if you, when they start really netting out all these picks, and I think this solidified that we would get a fourth for Hitchens.
So we take a look at the offensive line as well. Obviously, Connor Williams with the knee injury. Have you guys made a decision on who you're going to go with left guard?
I think we're probably leaning toward the size there. Suofilo, who's played in games, played against big people, obviously. We're going to be playing some big men. The Eagles have one of the better fronts you play against in football. And so I think we're just more than likely leaning toward that direction. So, you know, we've thought about it long and hard, but feel like he gives us the best chance in this particular game.
Steven, there was some really interesting quotes from Roger Staubach that, you know, for the most part I agreed with, but he kind of worded as such that Dak is not the problem. He's a part of the problem, and we've seen enough things from him to know that he can be a part of the solution. As you look at the frustration, I think, you know, we'll hyper-focus on the Tennessee game because it was a home game, and it seemed like there were some opportunities to score. What do you feel like, whether it's quarterback or play calling or execution, you want to do all of those things better. That's obvious. But do you feel like there's one that's weighing a little heavier in stopping you guys from doing what you want to do when you evaluate the whole picture?
Oh, I think it's a full body of work. You know, that's the way we started the show. I mean, whether, you know, organizationally we've got to be better. And I don't think it's any one thing right now. I think it's a, you know, it's accumulation of, you know, some things that we're just not executing on a consistent basis. And I know I use that word a lot, but it's certainly the word when we, you know, sit in meetings and talk about it. It's just, you know, a play here and a play there, a lack of execution bites you. And, you know, that's why football, in my mind, is the ultimate team game, because 11 guys got to do their job. One guy doesn't get their job done, and 10 can do it great and still have a negative play on your hands. So, you know, I just, you know, I know, and unfortunately, that's part of the business, too, is the guys who get looked at the hardest are the head coach and the quarterback. And certainly, you know, and then the next in line are the coordinators. And, of course, the owners and the personnel people are always a part of that, too. So that's just why it's so difficult to say, you know, it's any one thing. And, you know, Dak is – a little bit, I think, suffers from maybe having the greatest rookie year maybe in a long time when he was a rookie. And you still got to remember what he's accomplished as a quarterback. And, you know, one thing I know from being around great ones, whether it's Troy Aikman, whether it's Tony Romo, is they will tell you they keep getting better and their knowledge continues to help them. And, you know, Dak had so much success early. In the meantime, though, I think he's going to, you know, he's a work in progress, as all young quarterbacks are. And, you know, at times they hit some bumps, but, you know, as you said, it's not always their fault. It may be the offensive line's just not executing as a unit. It could be the, you know, routes of the receivers. It's a combination of getting in rhythm and play calling. It's just all the above. And I just think, you know, for us right now to say it's any one thing, you know, that would be inaccurate.
Well, Steven, thank you for the time, man. Hopefully talking to you on better terms next week, brother. Good luck in Philly, and we'll see you soon.
Sounds great, guys. Y'all have a good weekend.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.